Hi, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dr. K. Duraraj, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And I'm so excited to have started this podcast for you. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a facial plastic surgeon and beauty expert in Los Angeles, California. And I have a busy facial plastics practice. You can find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. And my website has the same name. So hopefully you'll check us out. So today on the podcast, we are going to interview the amazing Tish Cyrus and the even more amazing Brandi Cyrus. Yay! We are so excited to have them here in the office today. And during the podcast, we're going to be doing some microneedling. And I'm going to personally do the microneedling for both Tish and Brandi. Brandi is a big fan of microneedling, and she comes down from Nashville quite regularly to do microneedling treatments. And Tish has done a few of them, and she, both of them, just actually love how microneedling makes their skin glow. So we will talk all about microneedling and the science of it. We'll go over the layers of what we put on during a treatment and how it feels and what the recovery is like. And you're going to learn a lot about microneedling. And in between, there's some really fun, charming talk that we have. We're going to talk philosophy about how women critique their faces and about how we should inform our daughters and teach our daughters to be proud of their beauty and not critical of themselves. And also just some general philosophy about anti-aging and life. So stay tuned for a really awesome podcast and learn all about the benefits of microneedling. I want to just say a few things about microneedling. I think this technique has been around for probably the last 75 years, and it's recently had a resurgence. And the reason for that is because this is an excellent way to stimulate collagen production. I actually call microneedling also collagen induction therapy. And that's a fancy way of saying that after microneedling treatments, your skin is going to amp up collagen production. There have been some studies done that show that 4 microneedling treatments over the course of 6 months amplify collagen production in excess of 400%. And that is kind of amazing. And let's tune in to our fun treatment with Tish and Brandi Cyrus and learn lots more.
Five,
everybody, say hello to Tish Cyrus.
Oh my God, I feel so bad. No. Hi.
You're a psycho.
Okay, the one thing I like are my fingers and my toes.
Mom, give me this.
I like my...
That is the most psychopath thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
I know, I can't. Like,
what is wrong with you?
Let me see, is there anything else? Absolutely not.
Oh my God.
Mom.
Beautiful eyes.
Hate. Too big.
Everyone literally thinks you're the hottest person on the planet.
I just don't believe
Mom, Chandler
that.
Parsons has a crush on you. That's
Stop
a big
it.
Deal.
No, he
yeah.
doesn't.
Wait, who's that?
He's a basketball player. He's
I mean,
a big
he
deal.
He is cute. So maybe I do need to do a few things over here.
He loves you. Like, people think you are so hot.
I don't understand that.
You're insane.
I honestly.
You are 50 and you literally look 32.
Okay. I will.
Literally, say, she looks 32.
Here's the one thing I will say. I do think I look younger for my age than a lot. But besides that, I don't love my nose. You think
Why?
My eyes are too big.
Mom.
I have little lips. I could use something done
your
to my
lips
chin.
Your lips look pretty good from this angle.
That's
oh,
because I just used Dr.
On.
K's plumping.
Dude, it worked.
Oh,
when
look
I
look,
I
that
just,
awesome.
No, I
they
just look looked
good.
At my lips and was like, my lips look good. And then I was like, that's, they that's, did not
they
look like
good.
This.
No, they didn't.
They truly did not look like this, so
that
I put
looks,
the plumping
I know,
on.
Isn't it amazing? This plumper makes you feel like you just had a syringe without doing anything.
It looks
anything.
Good.
It does look good.
Yeah. Good. And it makes them more pink, like it brings out their
yeah,
pink.
Yeah, it does.
No, it looks amazing. I'm using this
I'm
constantly.
Putting some on right now.
Exactly. Put it on so I can see. But yes, okay, so.
So you're like a classic example of a beautiful woman who doesn't realize or appreciate her own beauty, and you're just like, I hate this, I hate that.
No.
I see this a lot in my patients.
I try to be one of those where you're supposed to look in the mirror and see that you love the way you look. That is not who I am. I'm the most...
Literally, though, like the prettiest people in the world are the most insecure. It's just facts.
What? I
facts.
Just, like, I do not see that. Okay, my forehead is massive.
So is mine.
My nose has that little slope.
No. Oh, my God.
I have dark
circles. She's
beautiful,
and I don't know how you had 5 children. Is it 5?
Yes.
5 children, and you look like you were just born yesterday.
Well, and then we're going to check out my cellulite, which is terrible.
That's what five children does to you.
Yeah, that is true. You know what? I do need to give myself a little break in that area, but yeah.
Well, what advice do you have for women who are, like, looking at their faces and critiquing themselves? Because you have daughters. I have three daughters. You have three daughters.
I do.
You know how our daughters tear at each other's face, like their own faces. They're so insecure about their own beauty.
No, that is true, and I get so angry with them when they do that and realize they've learned that from me more than likely.
Yeah.
But I think all that, they're just all so beautiful, so when they say that, I get so upset. And then to hear Brandy was like, Mom, you're so pretty. It's probably annoying to her because I'm always like, I hate this, and this. So I do think we need it. Instagram. It's so hard because everybody on Instagram looks so perfect, and then you compare yourself, and it's just a vicious cycle because it's hard that now with social media. It truly is. I can't imagine growing up with social media like that because I was so insecure as a kid.
Yeah.
So even now, it's like you see all these beautiful women on Instagram and immediately compare
yourself. But everyone
yourself.
Is face-tuned.
That's true.
Including myself. Yeah. So.
And I have to say, I see some of the most beautiful models in the world, and when they come in here with sweats and their hair all bunned up, like, it's a different persona.
Yeah.
Like, there are very few people that look like their Instagram face all
very
the time.
Few.
Except for you, Tish.
Oh, thank you.
With no makeup,
and
she looks amazing.
I usually don't facetune, but then I'll look at it and I'll be like, oh, I should have facetuned. But I'm bad about all the social media and Brandy's like, you didn't even put a filter on that.
I know.
2018. The content has to be HQ or it's just not.
She's like, Mom, why didn't you filter it? I'm like, oh, I forgot.
There's some new people starting campaigns to say that all photos should have a label on them if they're filtered or Photoshopped so that girls know. So young girls know that this is not a real image.
I think that's amazing because Noah is the worst. You know, she compares herself to everyone, or if there's a bad comment, or it's just like so hard, I think, to be 17, 18, and even younger now to see social media. And, you know, all these girls wait and they get the perfect picture and then they tune it and smooth it out on Facetune and reshape.
Yes.
And then at 18 years old, you look at someone who you think looks like that and compare yourself. And I think it's just so hard for kids these days.
Yeah, I even worry about what are we going to do? Like, I was looking at Jane Fonda and you know, people at the Oscars, like, oh, my God, how is that a realistic 80-year-old face?
Jane Fonda.
Crazy.
To me, out of everyone last night, her dress. Mm-hmm. And
she was stunning.
Perfection.
Stunning.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Which it gave me a little hope. Coming up here, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm 50. I'm old. I'm this. And then I'm like, okay, stop it. Because if Jane Fonda can be that at 80... So can we.
You better start working out, though. You know?
Oh, I know. And Jane's worked out her whole life. I've never worked out.
Yeah.
But she's done a few procedures, too.
Yeah. She has.
But in a really natural and amazing way. But it's still funny that the 80-year-old men are allowed to look like crinkly, aged people.
I know.
But the women have to be these flawless creatures, even at 80.
It's so true.
Isn't it? It's kind of like, it's hard to live up to.
People think the men that are... they like aged gracefully and they're even hotter.
Yeah.
If we age like that, no.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, she needs to do something.
Yeah, like Mark Hamill, like he's looking distinguished.
Yes.
But for women, you don't get distinguished or you just look like a little worn out.
My all-time favorite man is Kris Kristofferson.
Oh,
and he, you probably don't even know who that is.
I remember him. Yeah.
He is so my guy. And he's like 80 something and gray hair. And he's still, to me, the ultimate. So.
Well, that's sexy.
Yeah, but I'm going to need to look like Jane.
is a great technique. And you've had it before, right?
I need to do it once a month.
You really do.
You really should. Because it's like a power facial. It's like the best way to tighten the pores and improve fine lines. It's like magic, I think. You should. So with three daughters, what other advice do you give them about like guys and stuff?
Oh, stay away from them.
Exactly.
Stay away from trouble.
You know, I just went to my internist and he had just lost his patient that just had turned 110.
Oh, wow.
And I said, oh my gosh, did she work out? Like, what did she do? Why did she last to be 110? Because he said that she still was like going places and completely with it and just amazing. And so he was like, I told her I had no idea. And he asked her why. And she goes, because I never got married.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, too late for that.
I think marriage is responsible for a lot of your happiness and a lot of your also unhappiness sometimes.
It's both.
It's both, yeah. Kids make you happy too.
Yes, I cannot imagine my life without kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like my girls, well, Noah's 18, so she doesn't listen.
That's right. They think they know everything.
They think they know everything.
Brandy's the mature one.
Huh? Yes, she is.
Yeah. I can tell that she's come around. Like, you know that age where you start to really appreciate your parents and
yep.
realize that they're smarter than you thought. How are you doing there, Chester, through microneedling? So all this time we've been microneedling.
Yeah, I feel
good. Good.
You
yeah.
look good.
The only place I felt it was around my eye, but it's
oh, fine. Really? You don't feel yeah. your forehead?
My forehead wasn't great.
That's
but
what I feel the
it
most.
Wasn't. I think my numbing was on longer than yours.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, your numbing was longer. So microneedling is this great technique that's going to treat your full face. And a needle roller with 550 titanium needles is going to make all these nice perforations. So I love this because every little opening in the skin is a trigger for collagen to grow, right?
Mm,
injury. So you're going to repair injury with collagen. And now we're going to put some stem cell growth factors on there.
The stinky stuff.
I know. Yes, I'm so bad. I have it at home, but I really like don't use it that much because it's smelly. But it's supposed to be so good, right?
It's really good for you. Yeah.
At home, do you just put it on at night?
Twice a day is best for this. This is TNS, which is a stem cell growth factor oh, wow. product. But I also microneedle with your blood, where we harvest your platelet-rich plasma.
The vampire
yeah,
facial.
That's really nice. It's a vampire facial, and then that even is. Much better amplification of collagen production.
I
so, yeah, if you ever want to try that, it takes a little while to draw and prepare the blood.
Okay, I have the best question for Dr. K.
Okay.
Yes.
When you use sunscreen, do you put it on before or after your moisturizer?
After.
See, that just makes no sense to me, but I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want all your active ingredients to absorb first, right? So
okay.
everything has to penetrate and be in your skin, like the moisturizer, the vitamin C, all the good stuff. And then you seal it in with sunscreen on top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And hopefully, have you tried my sunscreen? I got to get you some to try.
I don't know that I have.
Oh, it's amazing.
The
it's
tinted one? I use it at the barn.
Oh, the tinted one? Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's so sheer and nice.
I love it.
Actually, like if I wear that, I don't need to make it makeup.
I know. I love that
yeah.
too. Yeah.
Actually, every time I wear it, Brandy's like, what do you have on today? Because,
okay,
remember, because you
good.
Like me better with no foundation.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I like all women better with no
yeah.
foundation, I have to say, because I think foundation ages the skin a bit.
Agreed.
And I heard you ask Brandy about, is it retin-A?
Retin-A, oh, yeah. yes. So that's what I'm
Should
doing
Should I be doing
next.
That?
Yes, every night at bedtime. I can't believe you're not using
retin-A. So this is so confusing me. Okay, so does the retin-A go on before the
retin-A is a nighttime treatment. So that'll be you wash your face, you put on moisturizer, Retin-A is your very last thing you put on.
Okay.
And only a pea-sized amount does your whole face.
It's the last thing you put on. So if you're using what you just used,
the TNS, I'd put that first because that's got the most active
okay.
growth peptides
and
stuff. And
then do you need a moisturizer?
A little extra because, like, my skin's dry, so
okay,
I put a little extra
too.
Moisturizer. I actually will mix a pea-sized of this
Which
Retin-A.
Which one is that?
This is my Diamond Line Refine, the Retin-A.
Love.
Mix a pea size of this with a quarter size of moisturizer and put that all over. Like my night cream is good with that.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, because I use a night cream. So
that's
I could do that after this. The TNS,
then your Retin-A. And Retin-A, remember you're going to use just two or three nights a week in the beginning because it does make you a little dry and slight peeliness tendency.
Okay.
The Diamond Line Refine doesn't make you peel, but some Retin-A's do.
Does that help with dark spots?
A lot, because
okay.
that's an exfoliator, so it brings those pigment patches up to the surface. So they
I
shed.
Have things
yes, can I treat you to some bleaching pads too? Because
yeah.
you might like them. You'll wipe, so you'll wash your face,
White.
One full pass with the bleaching pad everywhere to fade brown spots,
mm-hmm.
and then you do your TNS, and then you do your Diamond Line.
I've learned so much.
Can you
yes.
handle all these steps?
I think I can, yeah.
It's a lot of steps. Sometimes I just leave the Retin-A and night cream at my bedside table, because
okay.
I think the skin needs layering. So after you wash your face, you can put some immediate stuff on when you get home, and then a couple hours later, before I jump into bed, I'll do the Retin-A with the moisturizer.
They're perfect.
Yeah, because I think you can only hold so many layers at once.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, otherwise it gets all
Yeah,
pretty.
See, that's I've always just wondered what goes on first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the order.
Okay, perfect.
Excellent.
Dr. K's skin looks so good.
It
I'm
looks
just, I'm just
oh,
like
thank
staring.
You.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Wait, are you my age or no?
I probably am. Yeah, I have four kids too.
Wow.
She's like, I probably am, and I'm not going to announce to the world.
I'm not telling my Instagram age, because, you know, in this...
Well, I'm only 42.
Sadly, women are... Oh, is that your industry age, mother?
42. See, I'd rather just tell it like it is and somebody say, okay, you look great for your age.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say I'd tell it like it is.
I love when people ask who's older, me or Miley. I love when people think I'm Noah.
I love when people think I'm your sister.
You guys look like sisters.
We're roommates. Yeah. We got that one once. Are y'all roommates? Yes,
no,
we are.
Not.
Yes,
no.
We are.
Okay, so this last layer you're going to leave on for about 2-3 hours, and then try not to wash it off if possible until about 3 hours later.
Okay.
And that's
awesome.
It. That's it.
I'm all finished.
How do you feel?
Am I glowing?
Thanks for coming on my podcast.
I actually am glowing.
You actually are, yeah. And I love the lips. So
the lips look fantastic.
Dr. K, when you come to Nashville,
yes,
I'm going to have you on my podcast, okay?
I would love to. Yeah, and we can even Skype podcast.
Yes, we can.
Let's do it. Great. Yeah, well, thanks for tuning in to Beauty Bites with Dr. K. Take care, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Well, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to our microneedling session today with Tish Cyrus and Brandy Cyrus. And I want to thank the Cyruses for coming in and sharing their live microneedling experience. I'm always so happy to see you guys whenever you're in LA. Be sure to drop by. And I know Brandy comes so often. I love that. I'm coming to Nashville soon. But anyhow, I wanted to just thank everybody for tuning in, and I hope you learned a lot about microneedling. I'm going to put some information on the episode webpage, so those of you who are interested definitely should contact me at the office and come in for your own microneedling session to have the most amazing skin and the best glow of your life. Literally, it will give your skin life. It just wakes up the skin. It makes it circulate. It gives it a beautiful, beautiful glow. And that glow is really sustained for about 4 to 6 weeks. And I love those results. So for those of you who want to learn more, find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K and our website of the same name, www.beautybydrkay.com. And check out my YouTube channel, same name, surprise, Beauty by Dr. K. And I hope you'll continue to tune into this podcast and listen to all of my plastic surgery secrets. And every week we're going to dive into more interesting topics so you can learn all about the science of beautiful, sexy skin at every age. And tune into my amazing guests and learn about their side of the experience of the whole process of aging, anti-aging, and being a woman. That's all for now. Take care, guys.